SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
On a bench, coast to coast, in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seed, a broken day, bad apple with a bad attitude, hanger, bad hatter, bad tape, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in a brawler place right across the river and through the woods from where Granny loves a little alien Bubba Hotter, but in New York City, the big apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion shaker, don't you do me? All my finna come around, fight to fight to party up, rats on the west side, but I'm down with the best times, it's out of my brain, spotted all over Manhattan. It's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes I do, but I like it, yo, should do me. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell with your boy Carver. Hi this afternoon. Mavi is running it with Hayden Fried, LTN in Kansas City, home of the NFL draft tonight. The prime minister clearly getting lubed up for the Leafs and Lightning game tonight in Toronto. Should be an awesome game. Birthday roll call on a thirsty Thursday. Nick Kyrgios, my boy, 28. Boston Scott, 28. Corey Seager, 29. J.D. Davis, 30. Connor McGovern, 30. Keenan Allen, 31. Austin Dillon, my boy, 33. Semyon Varlamov, 35, Pierre-Marc Bouchard, 39, Donald Penn, 40, Michael Booker, 48, Chris Carpenter, 48, James Burton, 52, Craig Keith, 52, Jason Whitlock, 56, Charlie Whitehurst, 68, Herm Edwards, 69, and the Iceman, George Gervin, with the finger roll, 71, legend. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. The Prime Minister said it best. The Buccos, 6-2 winners over the Dodgers. They win the series. They were up 7-2 on Tuesday and lost the game 8-7 on a 3-run home run that burned them. Then they won the next two and took the series. They are unbelievable. Joe and Castro, back-to-back home runs in the sixth inning. We're keeping our eyes on all the baseball today. Miami and Atlanta delayed rain in Hottown. Philly up 1-0. Top nine in Philly against Seattle. San Diego down 3-1 to the Cubs already at Wrigley. Bottom three there. We'll keep our eyes on it all day long. St. Louis and San Francisco. A's and Angels. Otani is going today for the Angels. The Heat beat the Bucks in overtime. 128-126. Series over. The favorites to win the NBA crown, done. Packing it in. Going to Cabo. It is all over for them. Gone fishing. Jimmy Butler drops 56 and 42 back-to-back in games 4 and 5. He sent it to overtime with an unbelievable circus shot. We got it for you. We got Butler, Giannis, the Heat, the first team to win a series after coming from the play-in tournament. The biggest series upsets in NBA history. We got them for you today on C2C. Davis Matic will join us from Daily Fantasy, Fantasy Sports Today, 8 o'clock on Saturdays. We'll look at his DFS lineup for tonight around baseball. Also, the Warriors beat the Kings 123-116 at the Golden 1 in Sacktown, and they took the series back to the Chase in San Fran up 3-2. Curry with a huge and-one dagger late that ended it. Klay Thompson talking. The Grizzlies beat up the Lakers 116-99. It was like a tie game at one point. Then they went on this amazing run. It was like 76-74. Next thing you knew, it was like 101-76. It was embarrassing, that run. Ja Morant went off. LeBron says he stunk. Knicks beat the Cavs. How about the Knickerbockers? 106-95. They win the series in five. They did it at the Rocket in Cleveland with physicality and domination belly to belly. We welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 159. Of course, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego near Tijuana. Do you wanna? Sports Byline USA Radio Networks in San Francisco. Deepak holding it down for us. We got Tibbs, very proud. Josh Hart on the show. And now it's going to be the Knicks in Miami, and Sunday, game one at the world's most famous arena in NYC. Denver and Phoenix, we've got your series odds. Odds to win the East, odds to win the West. Tonight's game, Boston in Hot Town to take on Ice Trey and the Hawks. Boston up 3-2 there. JoJo has an LCL sprain, could wear a brace at the next level. Banchero wins the Rookie of the Year. NBA and the players ratify CBA with a new 7-year deal. Anthony Edwards cited by Denver police after hitting two security guards with a cherry through after their loss the other night. Ime Udoka feels remorse over his Celtics exit, says the situation is resolved. Yeah, after he mowed through all the women there, women and children, my God, my man, what didn't he do there in Boston? And he got a job in 5 minutes. I mean, that is unbelievable. I mean, it really is unbelievable to me. I mean, the guys, you know, what he did in the front office with women and got away with it. I mean, well, he got fired, but he got away with it. He got a job in 5 minutes. I mean, it just doesn't matter anymore if you assault women, sleep with women, cheat with women, lie, do cover it up. I mean, what don't you do? And now, I guess now that gets you a job, gets you promoted. That's the way to do your resume now, kids. Be a thief and a criminal, and you'll get promoted in life. Unbelievable. We got Coach Young on the show today, Adam Kaplan, hockey tonight. We'll go through all the baseball games today in Carver High history. We got it all for you. NFL draft. We got Adam Kaplan from Atlantic City live with Sports Grid's coverage from the draft.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, it's smarter to be on the grid, right? Like, so what you want to do is have your Sports Grid app rocking tonight during a draft, and you'll get all the draft picks as they come in. I mean, this app is phenomenal. It streams the video of our network. It also has the audio side that you would hear on our radio affiliates. It's got analytics, stats, odds, live odds, in-game odds. I mean, this thing. Who needs to leave the house anymore? I mean, honestly, like, I have the groceries delivered. I have the laundry delivered. I got the, you know, Sports Grid app delivering me everything I need to hit bets. And all you have to do is go to sportsgrid.com/watch to see the millions of outlets that were carried on with our incredible streaming fast channel of love, Sports Grid TV, taking over the world, and it was pretty easy doing it, I got to tell you. I never thought it would happen so quickly, Carver High.
But it has, and that's the good thing. It has happened quickly. The app is tremendous. Please go get involved with it. Follow your favorite host. Do all that stuff right on there. It's outstanding. Okay, we have a lot to do today, obviously. Tonight is the NFL draft. Scotty, of course, in Kansas City, the first round. There's a lot of rumors swirling. We're going to give you all the odds later on if anything happens, trades, etc. While we're on the air here a couple hours before they start, of course, we will keep you updated. We have NBA playoffs to talk about, Stanley Cup playoffs to talk about, etc., etc. There is live baseball games going right now. One game's already in the books, and I'm sorry. I mean, the Buccos, they just don't stop. I mean, they are now 18-8, a 6-2 win over the Dodgers today. Even your boy Helen Keller had 10 strikeouts. I mean, it's Connor Joe's hitting homers, Castro hitting homers, Sawinski getting big hits all over the place. Best record in the National League, Scotty, and it's almost May. I can't believe
it. I mean, it really is incredible when you think about it. And they have the second best record in baseball behind Tampa. And as you said, best in the National League. And one of the things I think they do impeccably well is they're just terrors on the base pass. They're getting on board and they are stealing bases. They are advancing runners, bunting. They're doing everything to get runs across the plate. And remember, they were up 7-2, like I said, on Tuesday, and they gave up that Turner home run. Maybe it was Taylor hit it, and it was a three-run shot in the eighth that beat him on Tuesday, 8-7. Then they turn around and they win the next two and they win the series and send the Dodgers packing back to Los Angeles. It wasn't quite the four-game sweep at Dodger Stadium at Chavez Ravine last summer, but it's the next best thing because look where they stand now, 10 games over 500, first place, best record in the National League, and Bednar's the best closer in baseball.
He has been outstanding, that's for sure. They actually play the Rays next week. I believe on Tuesday they start a series. So you could get the two best teams, and they play the Nationals this weekend, and then they play a series with the Rays next week, I believe, at the Trop. So that should be a lot of fun for the Buccos. The other final today, Phillies beat the Mariners 1-0. A quick one there as Strom pitched very well for them. Kirby actually went the distance for the Mariners, Scotty. Complete game, but took the loss. 1-0. A fast, well-pitched game in Philly. 3-1, the Cubs lead the Padres right now. At Wrigley, they have a rain situation going on right now in Atlanta between the Marlins and the Braves. Not looking very good down there. We have two games that start within the hour. Let's see if you're involved here on either of them as the Cardinals, who continue to not look great, are at San Francisco against the Giants. Mikolas will be going up against Logan Webb today. Giants minus 160 plus 135 for the Redbirds. 8.5 the total.
Yeah, I want no part of the St. Louis Cardinals right about now. If I were to bet on it, I'd bet Giants, but I didn't bet on it. The other game I know you're going to talk about is Ohtani, and I am in on that.
We're in on Ohtani. All right. Ohtani is next. Giants, by the way, going for the four-game sweep of the Cardinals in that game this afternoon in San Francisco. Ohtani is going for the Angels at the top of the hour in Anaheim. J.P. Sears and Roebuck for the A's today. Minus 300 for the Angels. Plus 240 for Oakland. 8.5 is the total. You got to lay 2.5 runs at minus 105 for the Angels today.
Yeah, I actually got it at a run and a half at $1.50. So I bet it that way this morning, and we'll see what happens. I'll be honest with you. I'm not afraid even of that 2.5 with this guy pitching, and as bad as the A's are, I won't deny Sears and Roebuck is decent, but this is Ohtani's world they're living in right here, and he's at home pitching against those bums, and they've been raking them all week. They put on 10, 12, 14 runs on them. I mean, honestly, I'm all over the Angels. I made the bet this morning.
He hit me a homer last night as well, which was very kind of him. Late night garbage time homer for Ohtani as they were blowing out the A's. So my thanks to him for that. So there you go. We have two games starting, couple games going on. We also have the golf, Scotty. I just wanted to clue you in. We got the Smother Man for first round leader at 110-1. And he is in the lead right now with an opening. The Smothers Brothers ticket. He's in the lead. He's in the clubhouse with a 63. Your boy shot 8-under 63 today in Mexico in the morning wave. And he is going to be a sweat this afternoon, fending off these afternoon guys. We want to keep everybody away from that 8-under and try to cash a first round leader ticket with the Smother Man.
Looks like I'm going to have to turn the golf on.
A lot going on with the golf today down in Mexico. Let's go, baby. We are excited. NBA playoffs from last night. Let's start this, and then we'll get more into it.
By the way, honestly, like, I can't even get off of that bet. That is so unbelievable. I'm sitting here tripping at plus 110, like 110-1. So what did you bet?
It's a couple bucks. Couple bucks. What I usually do every week is I pick.
He's five figures on these golf bets. This guy, he's such a liar. I mean, it's
I usually do 10 guys.
Polygraph. I do Pirelli graph test.
I do 10 guys. I'm gonna tell you exactly what I do. I do 10 guys every week for first round leader. Usually $2 or $3 a guy. They're all long shots. I invest $20 or $30 a week and see what comes through. And if the Smother Man comes through today, that's a pretty good hit. That makes up for, a bunch of weeks of not getting it. So hopefully we can get the Smother Man across the line here today. Have a little fun with the first round leaders. All right. We'll probably get into this afterwards.
Brilliant.
You're going to talk to Davis next. I'll play you all the highlights later. But I am still stunned that the Bucks get sent home in five games from the Heat last night. Jimmy Buckets. I get Jimmy Buckets went off. I completely get that. And he was unbelievable in the series. But the Bucks sucked. I mean, they were awful in this entire series.
One of the great stories of all time is how the entire city of Milwaukee wants Carver Hyde dead. Public enemy number one. They hate you more than anyone, any team, anywhere. Yeah. They've had morning show hosts do entire shows, entire four-hour shows dedicated to your death and demise. And you just constantly rip these people and give them the business. And once again, they have fallen off a cliff and hit the cement below. I mean, they are done. Put a fork in them. Gladbag City. Who's laughing now, Brewtown?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Davis Maddock joins us every day to talk baseball and set you up with your nightly DFS lineups and make you some money. You can catch him every day on C2C and on Saturday mornings at 8 on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid TV. So, Davis, you know, you want to punch me in the face, but I have to do it again. I mean, honest to Christ, they won again today. They beat the Dodgers, won the series. The Pirates are 18-8, and I just saw ESPN has them ranked 14th in baseball. 14th in baseball, 14th in baseball, refund. They have the second best record in baseball, and they have the best record in the National League, and they're the 14th best team in baseball. How stoned is the guy doing the baseball power rankings, smoking crack in Bristol? Get your shack together, bro. You got to go with who's winning, who's on top, who's got the best records. These projections of, oh, they suck. We're not going to rank them at all, even though they're beating everyone's ass, including the LA Dodgers.
They are. They did. They took it to the Dodgers. I mean, the Dodgers, I can't even believe these lineups that the Los Angeles Dodgers are running out. The, you know, the biggest organization in baseball. They have all these stars. I mean, they're about the most anonymous team that you have right now. They signed Noah Syndergaard. Noah Syndergaard said when he signed with the Dodgers, he's like, yeah, I want to sign with them because everything they touch turns to gold. He's been terrible. Another not great start today from Julio Urias. Like, it's not going there. However, to be fair, I mean, Scotty, a lot of money to be made for you out there because the markets agree with the MajorLeagueBaseball.com writers. 100-1 to win the World Series. Worse odds than the Boston Red Sox, the crappy, terrible San Francisco Giants. So I think we can make some money shoveling it, and maybe not real money, but at least we can get plenty of closing line value if your Pirates keep winning.
Well, and they're dogs every day. I mean, they're an underdog every day. They were dogs today. And how about this? They have the Mets third. They were fourth last week. And since last week, they've done a great job against the Nationals, who I think are one of the worst teams in baseball, who've been beating their ass every night this week, not only winning, but doing it at Citi Field. And then they bumped them up to third best team in baseball. I mean, the guy doing this thing's a moron. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what MLB.com says, ESPN. I don't care about him. When you lose every night to the Nationals and you're ranked the third best team in baseball, and you're three games over 500. I mean, what kind of booze are you drinking? I mean, Mafia's turned you onto some better bullet or something better than what you're drinking. I mean, honestly, they're drinking the cheap stuff. Well drinks, if you're putting them third, they can't even get out of their own effing way.
They can't, and the markets are starting to sell them a little bit as well. They have fallen behind the Dodgers and the Padres and the Braves in World Series odds. They're well behind the Braves in order to win their division. So, you know, if they do end up making a run, if they do end up being a serious team this year, they're probably going to have to do it from the wild card spot. Maybe they're going to have to be a 5 or a 6 seed which is that not what they would have been having. They would have wanted home field advantage. They would have wanted to be one of the teams coming in playing all those games at home. And, you know, looking at their lineup, it's like I guess that it's just kind of a slow start for some of their guys. They haven't gotten everything they wanted out of Batty. Vogelbach's been okay out of that DH spot, but maybe not if you're one of these really elite teams, what you want to be getting as a designated hitter. I don't really have an explanation for the Nationals beating up on them, though. Like, that's just some very bizarre small sample baseball stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, I lost some bats in that series. They have the Yankees fifth. They get owned by the Twins. They have the Dodgers eighth. They get owned by the Pirates. I mean, you know, honestly, like, I'm looking at this list. Maybe they meant to do it from the bottom up. Maybe these are the five worst teams in baseball that I'm talking about here instead of the best. I mean, honestly, Tampa's the best team at 20-5. Would you argue with that?
I'd probably have the Braves. I would probably have the Braves ahead of the Rays. I just think their top end talent is better. I mean, that's the big difference between the Rays when they win. They get maximal performance at all their guys. They are basically the best team in baseball in terms of managing their pitcher's workload, using relievers in the right situations. But the Braves have, you know, Spencer Strider would be the best pitcher on the Rays, I think. And, you know, Matt Olson and Ronald Acuna Jr. would probably be the best hitters on the Rays. So I'll give slight edge to the Braves. But I think the Rays are better than the Astros, which the market does not agree with.
So the Jays, they have six behind the Yankees, who are fifth. Didn't the Yankees get their ass beat by the Jays already in a series? I mean, they beat their ass.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same deal there. It's the same deal there, though. You look at the top-end talent for the Yankees, and they just, I mean, they probably have the best pitcher in the American League, so that definitely counts for something. You know, Gerrit Cole, phenomenal. They really, though, have, like, gotten nothing from a lot of their secondary pitchers. You know, Clark Schmidt, Domingo Germán, Johnny Brito, these guys have been, like, really mediocre. So
awful.
They probably are, yeah, probably awful. Like, they probably need to make a move or I mean, maybe if Nestor Cortez, like, really smashes the rest of the way, nasty Nestor Cortez. I know you're a fan of his, maybe, but they also, like, you know, Judge didn't get injured at all last year, but that had been his thing forever, as he couldn't play a whole season. Stanton's already on the IL, and I feel like I've talk about this every time I come on. The bottom of this Yankees order, Scotty, it is awful, dude. Willie Calhoun, Kiner Falefa, Oswaldo Cabrera, like, these guys stink.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Now, they play in Arlington tonight. I see your pitchers for our DFS lineup tonight include Cole, and I would suggest that, frankly, I think he's going up against Haney. I like the Rangers tonight in Arlington at a run and a half against Cole. He's been awesome, I won't deny it, but he always finds a way to lose games here and there, right? Like, on the road here at Globe, is that an ideal spot for him? You think he's going to do well tonight. Give me your pitchers beyond Cole as well.
Yeah, I mean, the deal with Cole when he struggles is it's with home runs. We talked about this with Scherzer. Like, some of these guys who are just so good, they're like one picadillo is that they give up a little bit too many home runs. I mean, Cole is not going to walk anyone. He's going to strike a bunch of these guys out. But obviously, the Yankees lineup behind him, you know, they might not give him the four runs of support. He might really need to be a stud here. I am going to go with the Mets, though, who can't get out of their own way against the Washington Nationals. Joey Lucchese. I mean, look, he's just super cheap, 6,400, probably only gives you five innings. But this Nationals lineup, I mean, I know they've been beating up on the Mets, but guys, I mean, Stone Garrett, man. Stone Garrett sounds like a create a name on MLB The Show, not a real Major League Baseball guy. So I got, and there are, I mean, if you feel that way, you could use Heaney. He's pretty affordable. Shane McClanahan gets to go up against the White Sox, who... I mean, they got to be one of the most disappointing teams in baseball up into this point.
Well, they are, but because they suck. And then, but their best pitcher is going tonight, right? So that matchup, I was nervous with that one, with Cease going for the White Sox. Like, I was nervous to make that bet, actually, Because, I mean, they got to win a game once, in a blue moon. Maybe once a month they win a game. I mean, the White Sox have been that bad.
Yeah. No, they really have been terrible, which is like, I don't know. It's a bummer to me because I like so many of the guys in their lineup, and my Royals are so crappy. Like, I don't even care about one of their division rivals doing well. Like, I just want to see a team hit a bunch of home runs, and the White Sox have not done that.
All right, let's look at your hitters tonight to target.
All right, we got Ryan Mountcastle, the Orioles, phenomenal spot for them. They get to go up against the lefty, Joey Wendt. Mountcastle batting third. You got Urias, you got Mateo. I like all those guys tonight. Love all of the Twins lefties, right? Love Polanco, love Larnach, love Gallo, love Kepler tonight against Zach Greinke. He's getting it done by hook or by crook right now, and I think he'll probably give up. I think he could give up like three home runs against this Twins lineup. Volpe, I'm just going to keep playing Andrew Volpe like almost every single night when he's below 4,000 in DFS. I think he's super talented. He's got that good lineup spot. And we're just sort of, now that he's not as new and as exciting in that leadoff spot, people are not quite as tuned into him. So I like him quite a bit. And then Riley Green. I mean, these Tigers lefties are probably going to be the death of me this year. They get to go up against all these crappy right-handed pitchers. We got Riley Green. We got Nicky Mattone. We got Kerry Carpenter and Keel Badu. None of these guys ever do anything, but I'm the sucker who keeps playing them.
What'd you think of that Phillies 1-0 win over Seattle today? I mean, what a game. And Kirby went the distance and still lost.
I mean, when your pitcher throws an absolute gem like that and you let him down, like it's got to be brutal in the clubhouse, right? Kirby's like, what more do I have to do? I pitched as well as I humanly possibly could, and you guys couldn't get it done for me. So brutal.
I mean, it is brutal, right? Like, so tonight, what do you think Otani's going to do to the A's?
Well, you don't see this very often. They have a team total below 3. You really don't see that. So I think we're setting up for a classic Otani 7-inning pitch, 10 strikeouts, 1 hit, 1 walk, like just a total gem. And I bet he hits a home run too.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And then the Cardinals going to get swept by the Giants perhaps. They're 9-16. No one saw that coming. Good one, as we said. Cole and Haney tonight at Globe in Arlington. Davis, great stuff. We'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me. See you tomorrow, Scotty.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so I have to tell you about the NFL Draft Predictor Challenge, free to play at BetMGM. Everybody thinks they're a draft expert, but now you get your shot to prove it. The BetMGM Draft Predictor Challenge poses 10 questions for you to tackle with authority. Best of all, it's free to play. Here's how you do it. You got to have the BetMGM app. Log on to your account. Go to the Promotions tab in your BetMGM Sports account to access the Draft Predictor Challenge. Complete and submit a 10-question free-to-play contest entry where you'll answer 10 different questions related to the draft. Each customer is limited to one entry. Answer all 10 right and, get them correct or earn the highest score, and you'll be eligible to win the grand prize of $25,000 in withdrawable bonus dollars. All entrants who answer 9 correctly will receive a $100 bonus bet. 8 correctly, $10 bonus bet. 7 correctly, a $5 bonus bet. Please read the full terms and conditions for details at BetMGM.com. The Draft Predictor Challenge is hot today on BetMGM Carver High with round one tonight. We'll talk to Adam Kaplan later today, but we pick it up with that incredible performance again by Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, let's talk about these four game fives last night in the NBA playoffs, and we have to start in Milwaukee where they heat. The 8 seed send home the top-seeded Bucks in 5, 128-126 in overtime. Jimmy Butler dropped 42. Here's a little combo meal for you. Here's Jimmy hitting an absolutely ridiculous shot at the end of regulation to send it to overtime, and then a big bucket in overtime on NBA TV.
over the top to Butler. Up and in! Jimmy Butler ties the game with a half second to go.
What a play call.
Milwaukee had a timeout and didn't use it. Rises, fires, wow. Knocks it down.
And then the stare down. Knocks the jumper down and then stares out.
I mean, I think that you can blame that loss on Budenholzer, the way he set up the defense on the final play. Freak wanted to guard Butler in the paint. He put him on the sideline in front of Vincent. Vincent, with a miraculous throw over his outstretched arms, which is like throwing over the Sears Tower in Chicago. My man threw it all the way into the paint, and it's obvious Butler shoved off on Connaughton. They're not going to call that. I'm surprised they didn't call it in Milwaukee, to be honest with you. They didn't call it. I think they were so stunned that he caught it falling down and threw it up, and it went in from a weird angle with a little Jimmy kiss on it. It had a little spin to it. It wasn't a straight, you know, just catch and shoot. He was like falling away and down when he let it fly, and it kind of spun in. It was just unbelievable. And then they didn't score for 3 minutes in overtime, the Bucks. I mean, they were finished. They were up 16 in the fourth quarter. Meltdown. You lose.
What a shame. It really was, that's for sure. And look, I mean, it is what it is. It's just, it's super disappointing. And you're right. Butler did have a little bit of a push on Connaughton at the end there. And you would think in Milwaukee maybe that they would have got that whistle, but they didn't deserve it. You blow a 16-point lead. You can't be looking for a whistle on the final play.
They couldn't
stop Butler. They cry about everything. I mean, that's what they do. Here's what they should be crying about. Their players all sucked. Even Giannis last night, missing 6,000 free throws and taking awful jumpers from the elbow.
10 of 23.
He was bad last.
10 of 23 from the line.
Awful.
Look at all those really points bad. He missed. Listen, they have all kinds of issues on this team. Middleton's option is enormous. It's like $42 million bucks or something. And then I think Portis is am I crazy? He's unrestricted. Yeah. I can't keep track of it all. All I know is this, is that they're lucky they won that ring. And God bless them. They got it done. They won a chip. And I respect that fully, because ever since then, it's been a nightmare. I mean, they go out in the playoffs like somebody blowing their nose.
I mean, it was a nightmare before that title. It's been a nightmare since that title. Like you said, they're lucky they got it, because everything else has been a disappointment. But we will hear from Giannis about that in a moment. First, let's hear from Jimmy. Stepping up in the playoffs, the Heat, the first team to come out of the play-in game to win a round in the playoffs. Here's Butler.
Jimmy, where does your killer instinct come from?
I don't know. I just, when push comes to shove, I always remember why I do what I do. For my kids, for my family, for my guys who's around here somewhere. I know if I'm competing at a high level in every play, and I'm doing things the right way, they have to follow suit in whatever they do. They get a lot of discredit because I get to beat Ernie every single day in sequence. You cannot beat me. Chris Brickley is always on a plane flying back and forth. I got Remy. I got Manny. I got an incredible group that keep me level-headed, that make my life not always just about basketball. And I got an amazing family, too.
Listen, this guy has been miserable everywhere he's played. He's wanted out of everywhere. And then he went to Miami, and he would no more want out of there than a flock of seagulls. I mean, your boy is just so set up in Miami. He owns the team. He's the face of it. He's the best player. They go to him in every situation. And I think that Spo and Butler together are, frankly, no different than Spo having LeBron James and Allen together, and the team that they had down there that was so incredible with Bosch, and, you know, it just goes on and on. That was a better team. But this team, what they did as a play-in eight to knock off a number one, I think it's actually a bigger story. And Butler's so happy there. He's not going anywhere.
And what we love about him is, and it's something that, like, this is in any sport. Don't you always love the guy that's just better in the playoffs? Like, if you listed the 10 or 15 best players in the NBA, you probably wouldn't list him, right? But if you listed who's the 10 best guys in the playoffs that you want to have on your team to win one game any night, you'd want him. He'd be one of the guys you'd list. He just plays better,
you know,
in the postseason. And that's just it. You love it.
I mean, what's crazy about him, Mike, is that he doesn't even shoot well from outside ever. And then in the playoffs, he hits every shot he takes. I mean, he's hitting threes. You notice how he follows his shot? You know why people follow their shot, right? Because they think it's short. So when you shoot from three and you run to the basket, you're hoping for a rim and then kickoff and then second chance. In basketball, in the NBA, you don't see a lot of guys accomplishing that feat, getting a second chance off a miss. Because the NBA, they rebound the ball and they're off and running. But like anywhere else, college, high school, guys miss shots and their defender doesn't guard them and they go in and get the second shot. He does that because he doesn't think it's going in. But in the playoffs, man, this dude's hitting shots from three. He doesn't even shoot threes in the regular season. And now in the NBA playoffs, he's hitting every three he takes. You can't even make this stuff up.
Nope, you cannot. We'll go back to Giannis now. Of course, the disappointing finish. Favorites, really, at the start of the playoffs to win the whole thing again, being a one seed and going out. But he says, Scotty, that this season is not a failure. It's not a failure when you lose in the playoffs. Yes, it is. Here's Giannis.
Do you view this season as a failure?
Oh, my God. Okay, because I'm not that up. You asked me the same question last year, Eric. Okay, do you get a promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure. Yes or no? No.
You're a failure.
Every failure. Year you work towards something, towards a goal, right? Which is to get a promotion, to be able to take care of your family, to be able, I don't know, provide a house for them or take care of your parents. You work towards a goal. It's not a failure. It's steps to success. You know, and if you've never, I don't want to make it personal. So there's always steps to it. You know, Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 championship. The other 9 years was a failure. That's what you're telling me. No, I'm asking you a question. Yes or no? Okay, exactly. So why are you asking me that question? It's a wrong question. There's no failure in sports.
Yes.
Yeah, there is. But anyway, listen, I know how, and I believe me, I have no comparison to this guy's career. But we, you know, Mafia and I have been on a team forever, and we lost a bunch of championships. I've been in 21 of them, and I lost 10 of them. I won 11. Losing sucks is what it does. Losing sucks. Any way you slice it. And then they go in, and they have to answer questions from people that ask them nasty, stupid questions. And this is exactly what you get. But look, when you're favored to win it all and you get beat in the first round 4-1, it's a failure. That's the end of the discussion.
Right. And that's why, honestly, it's not. And I've seen people kind of getting on the report today. I don't think it's a stupid question. I think it's a valid question to ask the guy. I mean, they're the favorites. He's the best player in the league, depending upon who you ask. He's only won once. And it's not like they make the finals every year and he loses. They've got some bad exits, this being the worst of the lot. So I think it was a fair question that the guy asked him, and it got a really good answer out of him. So
yeah, listen,
I got no problem with asking him.
That could argue with he's the best player in the league. If he's the best player in the league, then why doesn't he win the MVP every year? He's not the best player in the league. Joker was better, Embiid was better, and they've been better, and that's just all there is to it. You could talk about a number of players that are more exciting than him. It is what it is. They were favorite. But listen, you know, if we go by Vegas and who they have favored to win every sport, you'll be shockingly disappointed in life because they put up teams that are favorites every day that don't win. They're trying to suck people into losing money. They put people out, they're favored to win it all. Bet your money on them. Blah, 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 blah. And then they lose. And then Vegas makes all the money. They love when you think that their favorites are going to win. I don't listen to Vegas.
In terms of
Vegas, who's favored, but Vegas, whatever. Take your desert and have it in your ear. Honestly, for Christ's sake.
In terms of upsets in the playoff series, this was the fifth biggest upset just in terms of odds. Plus 750 the Heat were before the series started. The fifth biggest upset. There's your list of the four in front of it. The Nuggets in 94, Warriors in 2007, Sixers in 12, and the Nuggets a couple years ago over the Clippers. But the Heat, plus 750, the fifth biggest upset in terms of odds in a series. How about that?
I mean, that was incredible. And really, you know, and I'm glad they had so much fun beating the Bucks, and I hope the Knicks beat their ass. And here's another thing for you. You know, Vegas. I get it. I love Vegas. I lived there twice. I think it's the greatest sports city. They should have every event there always. But, you know, New York and New Jersey just beat their ass in making money in betting. We just beat your ass. Like, it's not even close. It's like we stomp you out when it comes to who bets the most money. New York and New Jersey slaughter Nevada, the entire state. Two little dinky. New York and New Jersey beat your ass every day. Make way more money than you. And you know what? It drives those people crazy in Las Vegas. You want to know why they drink and smoke so much? Because we're beating their ass making money. New York, we're all that matters. Know that. Yeah, boy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, that was enormous. The Warriors winning at the Golden One in Sacramento. That changes everything. I think that'll do it for the Kings.
I am with you. I think that's going to do it for the Kings as well. 123-116. Warriors now lead the series 3-2, going back to the chase tomorrow night. Steph Curry late, Scotty. Everybody had a little hand in this for the Warriors, but Curry down the stretch with the dagger on TNT.
Green to Curry. Ticks, valuable seconds running off. Curry just running around. Five to shoot now, and Curry is fouled and one. A put-away punch. Stephen Curry.
That's the difference, is Curry. That, you know, the Kings are great, and they don't have a Curry.
He is the difference. Klay Thompson was very good as well. Draymond Green even had 20 points for the first time since Christmas of 2019.
They had five guys with 20.
Klay says best win of the year.
Probably at least six dozen times, so y'all can do the math. And I think being whole again obviously helps. I think when we know what the stakes are, we play. I mean, we're competitors and we play to that level. And we know how difficult it is to win in this building. And it just took a different level of focus than it would have in the past. And I just think this was probably the best win of the year. But when the clock strikes midnight, it's a new day. And we got to put it behind us because we really don't want to come back. We want to give our fans a show at home and hopefully finish the series there.
They will. They'll win, and like they always do. And then they're going to beat the Lakers, and then they're going to be in the Western Conference Final again. And it looks like, you know, most people believe it'll be the Suns. And we'll see if the Suns can stop Curry. Nobody else can.
Nobody else can. I don't think they're going to stop him this time either. Suns start that series with the Nuggets on Saturday night. We'll talk about that too.
And if they get back to the finals, they'll win it again. That'll be number five.